Monday night, Shara Bitochem, Perek Shlishi. Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel. We'll start from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom. Mishen Yodei Anyani Ha'olam. This is the seventh quality that you have to realize about Hashem. It's the seven things of the second perek. This is a restatement, so to speak, of number five in the second perek. Here it's number seven. Umisheni Yodea, and the point is that everything in the world is there because Hashem made a gzardin that it should be there, and that includes every occurrence in the world. Everything that happened, that happens. And it happens at a specific time, at a specific moment in time, in a specific place, and everything is b'cheshbon. Someone who doesn't realize this, nidmelos, it seems to him, ki hasiba sheneschatcha, he had gorem meshina yadvarim, v'hafichos on mi matzav l'matzav. Thinks that, you know, schatcha sin happened. Things occur that are not like the normal flow of the world. This happened. Someone broke into my house. Someone broke into my house and stole money. So you say, why did I lose the money? So you say, because someone broke into my house and stole it. That's why. Ba'od shehasibik shela atzmo chalosha v'rofa. You say, oh, how did he break into my house? Because I have this kind of window, so he thought it was easy to break in. And then we attribute things that happen to the Sibis. I was just speaking. Both Shasibik Shalatmo Chaloshavarofa. Really, there's nothing compelling that really would make this Siba cause this Totsa'a. Mikdei Shatigram Shinui Achiluf Be'etzum Adobar. Kavishonu Roam, if you look at a crops, I don't know if he says numbers here. Shagagar echad, one kernel. Shalchita tzomchos mimena shlosh meo shibolim, 300 ears, and in each ear there's shloshim gagarim, there's 30 kernels. Benimtik yagagar echad sibol aseres alafim gagarim okor of lakach. We all know. I mean, from a little seed, an apple seed, you talk again hundreds of apples from one little apple seed. From any seed, you get more. So I was talking to someone, and let me give you an example of what he's talking about. I was talking to someone in America. The lady is trying to get pregnant. She's having trouble. She's going to all sorts of doctors and doing all sorts of treatments. And then she got pregnant, and then she had miscarriages twice, and she's hormones and all sorts of things. And she said she has a friend, she has an acquaintance who is very heavy. And was 6 months pregnant without knowing about it. I guess it's shayach. And has cancer. So she had cancer, the friend, the acquaintance. And she was taking radiation treatments and all sorts of chemotherapy and all right? And she's under tremendous stress, this acquaintance. Her marriage was on the rocks, and she's fighting always with her husband, and she gave birth. Like a nice gishmak, a healthy baby. So she says, "Here I am." And that's when I realized. She said, "This is what the Chavis Olam is saying." And that's when I realized that it really has nothing to do with anything. This lady was bombarded with radiation and chemicals that are poison. You know, sometimes you say you lost a baby because you ate red meat, or you drank wine, because you smoked. It's silly. That's what the Chavis Olam is saying. The Sibis are not Sibis to have their parents. Someone says, I remember guys in yeshiva, you know why you're not getting engaged? You kept going out with girls. Because you have old-fashioned glasses. Now, you know, you got to laugh. Because there's plenty of people with old-fashioned glasses who get engaged and married. And he said, you're not getting married because you're too quiet. There's plenty of... Do you know anybody quiet that's married?
Yeah.
I know plenty of people are quiet that's married. And that's what he's saying. We attribute things to Sibis, yet if we would stop and think, we would realize that, right, the stock market goes up, even though this, and the people get jobs, and people...
What did you say, though, when Hashem built into the Teva certain things, that he built into the Teva cause and effect? I mean,
he built into the Teva cause and effect. It's not real, the cause and effect. He built into Teva his ways of bringing things about. But your perspective and your whole attitude changes when you realize that Hashem, it's only the Ratzon Hashem for the result. And these things are only there as his method of bringing it about.
But it's not real. It's all interactive. And it's the core. So what you say? What am I to say, Stefan? Was it different than the reaction of the... If it didn't hit the floor, for some reason, I would be...
But what did you drop?
A ball.
A ball?
I dropped a ball.
And the ball broke.
No, it didn't. No, it didn't hit the ground. If it didn't hit the ground, I would be surprised. I would say it's a nace. Right? But if this lady who's pregnant,
yeah,
and she was bombarded with all the things that Biderach HaTeva should cause a...
No. His point is, he's not talking about the law of gravity here. He's talking about 95% of things in the world are not the law of gravity. When people say this guy's rich because he took, people look for jobs. They say they spend hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars consulting with job consultants, and they say, oh, this is a job, this is an area, high tech. That's the market to get into now if you want to be rich. That's not the law of gravity. That's what he wants you to realize. It's Tuyot.
There's tens of tests that show that men who are grossly overweight are reducing their life expectancy. Ain kesher?
Or smoke?
There certainly ain't kesher. Ain kesher in the sense of that Hashem was gozer. If someone crosses the street without looking both ways, right? So, we have to talk about Hishtadlus. So, he's going to say later in Perek Shlishi, number 5 of his 5 things is the concept of what we call Hishtadlus. He doesn't use that word. And that the Ratzon Hashem is that we do our best and we do our utmost, whatever it seems to be. If someone would not eat red meat on Yom Tov, say, I'm going to eat milchim because red meat is dangerous to my health. In other words, there are certain red lines that you cross that you say, let's say someone says, I got to get a job because I have to work, right? I have to make money, right? And they think it's the job that brings them money. Right? So then they'll take a job even though it forces them, let's say, to be in a natsniyistika workplace. It forces them to be in an atmosphere which wears down the Yira Shemayim. Right? So then you know that they're looking at the job as really the cause, not as the Hishtadlus, that Hashem wants us to do our best and not to be lazy. And there are reasons why. It's the Ratzon Hashem that we maintain our health, let's say. So you have to do your best to maintain your health. And if studies show blah, 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 yeah. But if that person goes ahead, let's say, and doesn't eat meat on Yom Tov, or it ruins his relationship with his wife because he makes her crazy that she should buy only health food. Or, in other words, you understand what I'm saying? Things that... You want to know... I can't I would have to sit and make a list for you. If it causes you to be to do an isser, let's say you take a job that forces you to work very late Friday afternoon, and you barely get home in time for Shabbos, or it for, a woman takes a job that forces her to be in a natsniyistika workplace, or a man takes a job that forces him to be in a natsniyistika workplace. So let's make a list. I would have to sit down and make a list. Number one, if you see yourself violating Yisurim, or coming close to it, or being in an atmosphere that wears away at the Yirah Shemayim. B, if it ruins your relationship with people, you become obnoxious. You make people crazy, right? Right? There are people like that, right? So then, or if it forces you to become dysfunctional. Let's say a person doesn't have a job. So you say, well, okay, you gotta go get a job. Right? That's what it is. That's the shtadlus. Hashem wants you to go get a job. But if the person becomes depressed because he doesn't have a job, then you say, he has a lack of bitachon. Hashem will give him money. Hashem will give him a job, even if he doesn't wear a tie to the job interview. So when you go to the job interview and you're supposed to wear a tie, you have to wear a tie because you have to do your best. And if you don't wear a tie, you're violating the Ratzon Hashem, who wants you to do things bemerit, you do things properly. You go to a job interview, you don't have your shirt sticking out, and you don't sit down and slap the interviewer on the back and say, how you doing, Harry? You know, have a cigar, right? You do your best. But if the job interview demands that you talk Lashon Hara, or if you stay up the whole night, you know, and you miss davening with a minyan because you're reading the you're reading Dale Carnegie books about how to do it. So then you know that's the telltale sign that you're not really doing hishtaglos the way you're supposed to do it. When you cross those red lines, then you know. In other words, nobody's going to know, just in your heart of hearts. If you spend, I don't know, you know, people do this all the time. This is bitachon. If people spend an extra, I'm going to say something now that no one's going to accept. If people spend an extra $5,000 to go to the best doctor instead of the second best doctor. And there's nothing wrong with the second best doctor. But everybody knows he's not the best doctor. That guy's the best doctor. The guy in not in Shari Tzedek, but the guy in Kara. That's a problem. So what are you spending an extra $5,000 for if you have bitachon? If you say, I have to do my best, and my best is the best doctor because he's significantly better, or he's a better diagnostician and I have a sickness that nobody knows what it is, so I'm going to go to the best diagnostician and that's part of my ishtadlus, that's okay. But if, you know, if Lechemia gets a hernia and all of a sudden we're calling up Benny Fisher and the other one, Fryer, to see who's the best. Come on, it's a hernia operation. Every jerk can do a hernia operation, right? That's right. So, and you go pay an extra $2,000 because you have to have the best doctor do a hernia operation. That's a lack of bitachon. Okay.
Yeah, but then if I go to the worst doctor, just finish doctor school, that's not exactly at all.